From wherever we are, we acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia, recognising their continuing connection to this land, its waterways, the stars in the skies, since time immemorial. We pay our respects to the elders, knowledge holders, and to all the generations of First Nations peoples who have nurtured their unceded sovereign lands for over 80,000 years and continue to do so today.
G'day, I'm your host Charlie Arnott, an 8th generational Australian regenerative farmer, and in this podcast series I'll be diving deep and exploring my guests' unique perspectives on the world so you can apply their experience and knowledge to cultivate your own transition to a more regenerative way of life.
Welcome to The Regenerative Journey with your host Charlie Arnott.
Angelica Arnott, welcome to the Regenerative Journey and welcome to our first recorded video recording technique.
It did take us about an hour to set up. Such tech heads.
Yeah, we swapped computers.
Let's hope this works all the way through, okay, because I guess there's no stopping and starting, but here we are. And what a privilege, I say it every time, to be able to sit down and talk to you, my husband, even though you're looking strangely down the camera and not a bit.
No, sorry, I was just checking this little thing pop up that reminded you to do stuff.
Yeah, no, it is. I actually dread doing this because you always are so ad hoc and don't prepare me or don't give me any indication of what we're about to talk about. I have no time to prepare.
Plenty.
No, not enough.
Yeah.
Love the fact that we can sit down for 5 minutes uninterrupted and look at each other and go, hello, good to see you. So if you care to ask me a question, I'm happy to answer. If not, we'll just kind of ad lib and just see where this goes. But it is good to be back on the potty show.
On the show,
yeah.
This will be the first episode of, I don't know if we're going to call it season 8 or it's kind of like an in-between season. Maybe this is a series, I don't know, because we're just fine-tuning the format, the approach, the types of interviews we're going to do. So there'll be these ones, as we have done before, the kick off the season, or the series, whatever we're going to do it, call it. Then there'll be some Q&As that we have from previous episodes we're just going to throw in every week anyway. There'll be proper interviews that I've done the last 3 or 4 months, like proper long-format interviews. And then there might be a few ad lib ones where I might be somewhere and just grab someone and do it. So we're going to be putting all this stuff on the YouTube, on the line.
Stop it.
because we see that as a really good way, because apparently YouTube wants to be the
leading,
the universe's largest podcast platform.
Well, how are they going so far?
I don't know. Everything seems to be going on YouTube. Like every podcaster seems to, or the bigger, better ones seem to have they're going straight there as well. So Normal podcast channels on your phone and so on, excuse me, and also on the line on YouTube, because people, it's interesting, and we'll have little captiony things down the bottom of this when it goes on the tube, and people, even though we're not moving and showing people stuff, it seems to be a popular thing.
It's quite a voyeuristic thing, isn't it?
Mm.
It's not enough now just to listen. It's like, oh, it's a weird thing. But I only ever listen to my podcast on Spotify. Oh, yeah. No, this morning, though, I did do a walk down the driveway, and in preparation of, you know, just sitting down and talking to you, I thought I might activate my brain a bit. And on my walk, which was fierce because I was walking into gale force winds, and trying to kind of connect to what was going on in the world. And I scrolled into one of the podcasts that I have listened to once, not a great fan, but it was really interesting. They were talking about this interview thing. And they were talking about it in terms of interviewing celebrity and how that's become such a tenuous thing because, you know, once it's committed to this, and it can be grabbed by other sources outside of this arrangement, you know, and it becomes clickbait. The celebrities are becoming really dubious about this kind of format of interviewing.
Right.
And I kind of went, oh, I sort of relate to that, because when you feel a little unprepared and then you're, you know, just babbling on and getting very familiar, you can say stuff that is like out there forever. And I've had that happen to me not so
long ago.
Long ago.
It wasn't even me.
No. And so, yeah, it's a dodgy one.
Well, I think, yeah, I don't know, dodgy, but it's, I guess, and also the, and it may or may not relate to this, is the audio, and with AI now,
yeah,
they can like pretty much recreate your voice and make you, and pretty much script whatever they want to make you say and put that out there.
So it doesn't even matter if you're being super cautious about what you're saying, it can be manipulated if it's in the wrong hand.
So this recording is going to be very much manipulated. I'm going to run through an AI machine and just like
make me look a bit more handsome. Okay.
Yeah.
See how we go.
So the format's going to change. We're going to do a subscription kind of system. And we're just getting our ducks lined up for how we're going to do that. What did you want? Anything? We're going away in. It's Monday. I think this might come out tomorrow or the next day. And I did a post on the socials on Friday night and Saturday morning, and I got an enormous amount of response, which I'm very grateful for, because I put the call out to ask everyone who they would like me to interview in the United States when we're there in July. Massive, an avalanche of responses, which was wonderful. So individual, I said, tag whoever you want me to interview. So hopefully those people know, might get the vibe that I'm, you know, whether that's something they'd like to do, have me interview them. And also another thing I'm really grateful for is a lot of people reached out and said, hey, if you're over here, happy to host you for a couple of days, and, you know, regenerative farms and different situations over there, ranches and so on. So that's really cool. So we're yet to make some decisions about that. We're just sort of pulling all that together. Look at the map. We are going to Gracelands because Lila is an absolute Elvis
freak.
In such a good way, though.
Oh, it's beautiful. She has an obsession with Elvis, and we encourage that because she's fascinated by all things Elvis and that era of music and movie making and just the culture. It's just beautiful. She's so into it.
We support that, and we're
going to Graceland.
She's from the 50s, I think.
So
that's cool. So Gracelands is definitely in the 3-week trip. And it's just a matter of like where people are from there. So if anyone, I'll put the call out again. If anyone is listening to this and you're in the United States and you sort of know people anywhere near Memphis, I guess, would be good because that's where Gracelands is, right?
Yeah.
Tennessee.
Sure is.
That'd be handy. We can do that bit of a loop down there. Nicole Masters is in Montana. I think there's some people over there she suggested. We've had some, lovely feedback. So that's all cool.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so don't be shy. Don't fight the urge to get in touch. DM us on the socials or send an email to, who would we send it to? contact@charliearnott.com.au. Looking forward to hearing your suggestions.
Okay. Well, it will be a work trip, not just a family holiday. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. Well, I've got to get the balance.
Okay, sure.
All right, so I've got to get the balance. So it's all considerate of who the guests are, where they are, what our plan is already. We'll be in LA for a couple of days.
It'll be very exciting if we get to stay on some ranches because I'd like to visit the
That'd be the funnest
landscape one. There. Mm. All right.
Yeah.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Let's lock it in.
We are. So we're going to get organised with the map and have a look around and so on. So suggestions are welcome.
Great.
It's got to turn my phone off. What else did you want to? Let's just go straight to Act 3.
Oh, really? I just said that as a random kind of thought. It doesn't have to be a discussion point, but I'm in my Act 3, I believe. Well, that's what Michelle said anyway. Michelle is Charlie's EA. A beautiful
business brand development manager.
And of course, we were discussing that, having spent time with my own mother, who is probably flailing a little bit because she's not sure what her role is at the moment. And it was a really nice conversation I had with her that sort of brought me to a point where I realized I'm in that part of my life where I'm owning my matriarchal duties, I guess, or sense of self. And that felt really liberating because rather than, you know, chasing that youthful kind of idea of who I am or was, I'm kind of stepping into this new feeling about my own power. And it's a really lovely kind of awareness that I'm kind of guiding the family with. And as I said to my mum, it's not even about being anything other than feeling like you own, you know, your right to guide. And that's what I want to do with my children. So I'm feeling like I don't give them unsolicited advice because they're adult children. We've got a lot of adult children as well as our little ones. But it's just about using your knowing at the right time and waiting for them to come to you and feeling like you have the authority to guide them. And that's what being a matriarch feels like to me. And so I was sort of owning that for a few days, and of course that spawned that conversation.
Oh, I think it was a great. Was it your mum or Michelle? You said you.
Well,
you
Michelle
said,
referenced it in terms of it being our third act, but I just went, you know, owning your matriarchal, you know, right, whatever that is, your position in the world, feels like, you know, you've done your duty. You've managed to get your kids out into the world. They're safe, as far as you know, they're safe and sound. And now it's time for them to have their lives, and you just, you know, with a watchful eye, just make sure, you know, we're running the family in a way that feels like they can come back to us for counsel when they need it, and rather than meddling in there every day. I don't know.
Just, well, that's somewhat, right. And also somewhat our responsibility to do that. So why is how is that different to your act two?
Well, I don't know. I think I don't know if I felt like I was empowered enough to be able to guide my children. That was the honest truth about sometimes the girls would come to me, our older girls, Venus is 28 now and Persia is 24, and they'd come to me seeking advice, and I never felt qualified enough to really guide them in the truest sense, like in a spiritual, holistic way. And unfortunately, they're very wise and learned themselves, so we always navigate through those little, you know, situations. But I've come to a point now where I think they know enough. And I think that was due to the fact that maybe we did guide them in a way that was wise and all-knowing, if I may say that, because, you know, it's remember Jesus. And as my mother says. But yeah, it was just, it's just a nice, comfortable place to be without fighting that idea of, you know, wanting to be their best friend or hang out with them, or, you know, and we're raising a little man now as well, and I want him to see me as somebody he can come to and unpack his day as he does on the way to school. Like, he starts to work out how he's going to operate in the world, which is so amazing, and he sort of has a dialogue with himself to kind of plan how his day is going to work.
Psych himself up.
Yeah, and in a way that's beautiful. It gives him time to kind of think about who he is and how he's going to be.
There was a great thing that we discussed last night with the guys, Joe and Nick, who are staying. It came up that the 9 minutes, the most important 9 minutes of the day, being the first 3 minutes when they get up, the first 3 minutes when they get back from school, or you get home and they're back from school, and then the last 3 minutes of the day before they
totally. And it's phones down, and it's a you know, it's joy. It's got to be a joyful moment, and you've got to look them in the eye, and you've got to hold them tight. Tell them how much they're worth to you and what they mean, and that's all it takes. It sets the pace for the rest of the day. And if they don't get it, they're going to be at you all day long, yeah, and that little hit of whatever it is that they need.
Well, it's a good investment, 9 minutes, not much.
No, but that's not all you need to give them. That's just part of it.
Yeah, but in terms of, yeah, bang for buck, or kind of like that's the bit that you just really – try your hardest. I mean, I'm not saying everyone should do this, but us trying our hardest not to neglect them at those moments, those critical moments of.
Absolutely. We're still fumbling our way through it all. So, you know, even though we've got adult children that I was talking about guiding, you know, they'll do their own stuff because that's their journey. But yeah, the little man, given what the world is doing right now, we've got to nurture him and let him feel like he's, you know, he's got all the building blocks he needs to be the man he needs to be.
Well, he certainly gets, you know, loose rein enough that he's, you know, but he tugs on the rein a lot. But, you know, he does his own thing, and he's, you know, his language is flagrant often. Which
I his fault that is.
I was just going to say, in your act three, now that you brought it up, I was wondering whether you... Is one of the definitions of Act Three when one's patience is a little
better.
is less or weeks are shorter, do you think? Just asking.
No, probably not. No, I'm not going to make it that easy on you, to be honest. No, it's a feisty situation. You married a Sicilian Italian and you're just going to pay for it now. Sorry. And you just got to watch what you do and how you navigate that space, because, no, I'm not professing to be gentler or kinder. I'm just going to be me forever this way.
No, that's cool.
As you will be, I'm sure. I'm not expecting you to change much either, like busy planning, mapping out your world, making lists, doing all that stuff, you know, the stuff that I can't do comfortably. Then I'll allow you that and not judge it, and I'm hoping you do the same back. Look, this is Happy Marriages 101. Just let you be.
My agenda here was to just to have some public marriage counseling.
Well, it's great. It's great because that's who we are. I'm talking to you about who I am and you're talking to me about, you know, who you are and what you want to be in the world. Let's do it. But I can't judge it, you know. And we have to be super honest about
it. Totally. Totes. Be discerning.
Not judgy.
Not judgy. Talking about planning, I had a bit of a discovery. Nick told me this morning about Google Keep.
Yeah, no, you're in love with Google.
Very exciting. I got up there first thing this morning. I made different boards and lists and things and shared it with the boys. That's very exciting.
Well, no, I might do
it. Makes absolute perfect sense. It's simple. It's not like a CRM kind of a setup, which we have as well, but this is just in terms of capturing information. I used to send myself emails with lists and notes and they'd get lost and I put them in the calendar and then they just stay there and get lost. And so this is a very active live thing.
Google Keep. If that makes you more efficient, that's going to be good for all of us. So I might just check into Google Keep as well.
Cool.
Just
really?
Stop you. Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Okay. I'm making lists. God will love me.
So I'll collaborate with you on a couple of lists.
All right. What else do we
one being,
about?
One
Let's
being.
Let's move on from that.
One of the most important is the shopping list.
Yeah. I've been shopping for 40 years straight without a list and then suddenly I need a list to remember to get the milk.
Yeah, but you have a person who runs out of things.
Yeah, it's not my fault that you live 4 billion miles away from a store. You run out of things, too bad.
If I was the shopper, I would ask you for a list and we run out of...
Do you want to have an argument? Do you want to go there? Because I'm happy to. Like,
if we run out of gluten-free Worcestershire sauce, then you need to know that.
Because you've become a celiac overnight. Now everything has to be GF.
Well, no, that's been a long... I've actually just now got the discipline not to eat gluten.
Yeah, that's good. And discipline has been the theme of the weekend, having Nick Linders, our builder from a project we were doing up in Byron, come stay. And you're both as disciplined as each other. And the wives were a little bit left out of that conversation, but it is a big thing. It is the driver for success. We can see it. It's not like we don't appreciate it.
Mm. No, I appreciate that you appreciate it.
I'm not as disciplined as you, but, you know, I have my own way.
No, but you have your habits that are effective and useful and that's who you are.
Okay. Well,
they determine the
quality of
your life, as does the conversations one has with each other.
Okay. All right.
So with Little Plains, let's talk about that. I want to give it a plug. I'll give you a plug.
Little Plains is our beautiful guest accommodation in the heart of, I guess it's just on the border of Borowa and Rugby. Is that correct?
Yeah. Frogmore. It does come Frogmore? Up as Frog. Unfortunately, Frogmore. It comes up as Frogmore on.
Yeah, we can't do anything about that.
But it should be Borowa.
It's a beautiful 5-bedroom Federation home that we'd love you to come and stay at because it's just so beautiful and cozy. And in this time of year, it's a perfect getaway. Gathering spot families or girlfriends that need to kind of get a break from the family dynamic. Anyone en route to Sydney or from Sydney to Melbourne and vice versa. It's a great little country,
We had some recent people staying. I'm just going to read this out. I know it's like pumping the title. Yeah, cool with that.
No, not cool.
They are cool.
Cool.
They're very cool. These are daytime blue blocking computer screen sort of stuff.
But you wear them eating your breakfast and you're not looking at the screen while you eat your breakfast and it's weird.
Yeah, but, but hang on.
Yellow.
Dr. Max Gulhane, who I did a thing with a couple of weeks ago, we talked a lot about artificial light. So screens are artificial light. lights in a kitchen scenario, artificial light, and unless they are like they're the orangey or yellowy ones you can buy and put in, there's a marginal, but there's certainly an impact on circadian rhythm and that kind of a light source.
Especially, having said that, you do live in the country, and if I look outside our view here, you spend more time out there looking at the horizon in natural light than you do indoors, which this house, when this house was renovated, one of the things I neglected to do was light it properly. And in fact, every room is way too dark. So you're not like suffering indoors either.
No, so that's right. So when we turn the lights on because the rooms are dark, it's artificial light.
I know, but it's subtle. And we do have, anyway.
But these, are we arguing? But these change. No, we're having a discerning conversation. So what I meant to do was I'm going to read this out. It's pumping up our tyres, but only because we were absolutely stoked with this little testimonial that Belinda and family, who only stayed a couple of weeks ago, what an absolute delight staying at Charlie. I'm just going to add, and Angelica's gorgeous homestead, by far the prettiest location we've ever stayed. Hey, I'm actually reading quite well. I usually stumble around a bit more. It was so peaceful with amazing views of the sun setting over the paddocks and dams. We spent 3 nights with friends and our kids, hosting marshmallows around the fire, playing soccer in the yard, having barbecues and movie nights. There was plenty of space for 8 of us. Charlie was incredibly generous with linen, towels, wine and eggs on arrival.
Oh, you did all that.
No, yeah. I have to thank you for the linen and the towels. I'm happy to take the credit for the wine and the eggs. Homegrown eggs. Wasn't homegrown wine, unfortunately, but we did Rosne. Right, they had Rosne wine, our buddies over there, Canoundra, beautiful wine. The house is truly stunning with a wraparound veranda and generous indoor living. We literally followed the sun around the house with morning coffees and afternoon drinks, listening to the birds. Burroy is a 15-minute drive into town, and we managed to spend 4 hours at the local markets, playground and local services club for lunch. We definitely love to go back.
And that didn't come up in the parking department?
No, honestly, that was not. We did not pay them extra. We did not go, hey.
It's very nice.
You know, we did have a bit of a water issue with the toilets that we had to fix at the time.
And they didn't complain.
And they were very, yeah, Belinda and co were very.
They're not friends and family?
No. Well, I do know that Belinda was originally from Queensland. That's all I know.
Okay. Yeah, that's
a lovely little thing to do. And they went to the ex-servies for lunch.
Lovely. Support the local community.
It is a good food.
They sound like lovely people.
So there you go. Little Plains. We're on Airbnb and Farmer Stays and Bookings.com and only a couple more now, extra ones. But we're looking for anyone who's looking to do a retreat. So people who want to do a yoga retreat, a drawing retreat, like we'll accommodate. You just let us know if you want to, you and your sort of, half a dozen buddies and clients and customers and so on, want to come down, we can accommodate that. We've got meat we can leave in the freezer as well. There was something else there too. I've got this idea about it too. I'm not sure if I tell everyone about it yet.
I don't then. Okay, he who hesitates. So we'll leave that one out for a minute.
Okay. No, maybe I'll chat with Michelle later on. I don't want to set the cat amongst the pigeons. We'll let the cat out of the bag. Okay. Let the cat out of the bag to scatter the pigeons.
Kind of.
And we're also just a plug for a biodynamic workshop that we are having here at Hennemino. Not in this house, Angelica.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. We used to have them in the living room, but then as numbers grew and other things happened, we decided to go elsewhere up to the shearing shed. So on the 21st and 22nd, which I believe is a Friday and a Saturday, we're straddling the week, sort of the week and the weekend now. We're giving it a bit of a shot. We think that should hopefully accommodate the needs and the availability of people who are working 5 days a week. They can take a day off, and those who can only sort of do weekends. And we reckon it's a Friday, Saturday. They've still got some of their weekend.
Yeah.
Get most of their work done in the week and can go for a feed.
It's not about bad place to hang out over the weekend either.
Oh, totally. So Little Plains, I'm not sure if Little Plains will be available because we will have some guests staying there anyway. But we are thinking about having a farm tour the day before. So on the Thursday, which might make it the 20th, we're looking to do a couple of hours farm tour. So that'll be part of the, won't be extra. I don't think it's going to be extra for the ticket. But you just need to let us know when you book your ticket to the biodynamic workshop. Go to charliearnott.com.au, check out the events page. It may be the only one we do here at Hanamo this year. Okay, we haven't got anything planned for spring. So assume that this will be the only one in spring. It's our signature workshop. It's 2 days. You'll learn about the principles, practices, and philosophy of biodynamics and how to apply it to your farming situation or your garden or your median strip or your orchard or whatever it happens to be. You become a graduate. Actually, one thing I will add to that is once you've done the workshop, one of the, I guess, the added bonus extra bits that it does make you are then part of our graduate group, a graduate circle, and we have a monthly webinar for graduates of the workshop who get to join us and ask Hamish and I questions about anything at all, biodynamic related or life related. We have had we basically try and answer any question. And we often have graduates who are a bit of experts in different things who join us too. So, anyway, that's another bit of a thing. But it's we reckon that's pretty good value.
Yeah, totally.
It's not like do the 2 days and away you go. You'll learn how to make preparations, some of the basic soil preparations, atmospheric preparations, how to apply them and the principles and the philosophy behind it all. And Hamish is a freak.
In a good way.
Oh, no, such a good way. Such a good
way. So knowledgeable.
I always say, oh, Hamish, biodynamics is so amazing. Like, Hamish is actually 110, but he only looks 75. The man is actually he is 75. And I have to say, that's not young, but gee whiz, he is
so vital.
He's so vital.
Yeah. He is a powerhouse of information. And he's, I guess, vitalized because of the work he does. He loves it. Yeah. He's totally committed. And yeah, it brings him a lot of joy and energy.
He'll be here actually later this week in our caravan.
Digging.
He's going to collect cow manure.
He's going to make
a heap of cow manure concentrate, which is something we do learn on the workshop. So if you don't know what that means, buy a ticket, charliehunt.com.au.
Good value.
It is good value.
And you get to hang out with you.
You should come up. You should come up for lunch.
Okay.
Call my beer. I'll take my cool specs off. Okay, that's 25 minutes. That's probably enough for the first little thing. I know people, having said that, I'm not going to waffle on for another half an hour, but I would like just to point out that the more you than me, I have to say, the times when we've done interview, your main interview I did with you a couple of seasons ago, and then the subsequent little chats we have, seems to strike a chord with people. I think they like the chat, your honesty, your vulnerability, your openness. And you've done a few other podcasts, which I shouldn't list somewhere.
I think people relate to the fact that maybe, you know, in this format, we can have a conversation that is pretty candid and uncensored. And if we're going to be really honest with each other, we're going to bring up some, you know, I guess, subjects that we don't necessarily talk about in public. But I'm so beyond the point now of being worrying about who's judging that. And I think you feel a bit like that too. It's like just whatever it is. And as I was saying before, you know, listening to that podcast suggests that everybody's self-editing for fear of being taken out of context and then, you know, whatever they say used as clickbait. I think in this setting, I'm safe. I'm talking to you. And I think we're trying to understand like each other fully. Any way we communicate, we don't always get it right and we're fumbling through, as I said before. But whatever we put out into the world is authentic and real. And if anyone relates to that, I guess that's why, because it's what's and all, which is who we are.
Mm.
You know, not the perfect couple, certainly got a lot to learn, but looking down the barrel of our life, I want to do that as authentically with you as possible. And so, you know, hopefully that'll keep our marriage intact for a long time.
Hopefully.
And I do have a plan B just in case that doesn't work.
So. Oh, yeah, tell us about your plan B.
Yeah, no, I'm not telling you about my plan B. It's my plan B. But it's not about the who is the plan B. It's the what and how. So, and that's my secret to tell, not tell.
Yeah, well, I've got a plan B, C, D, E, F, G, H.
Yeah, good on you. Okay, well, you better shave that beard.
Yeah, but you're right. Like, fuck it. Like, this is a great forum. I think, you know, I'm having had some really enjoyed the previous seasons, every single one of them. We, and I might have mentioned this at other times, but maybe not in this forum, we did some work recently and found out that we are in the top 5% of podcasts in the world based on downloads in the first week, which seems to be a bit of a...
I hope that's accurate.
But yeah,
because you, Joe Rogan.
No, Joe, he's like 0.00.
Yeah, I know.
1%.
He's the only other person you listen to other than you.
So Kirsten Diprose was a lady from Rural Podcasting Co. We had a bit of a chat with her a couple of months ago now. She popped up on the gram, and she's doing a PhD in podcasting, and which is interesting in itself. She's an ABC journo by trade, and she still does Pivotal Radio. And
gave you that stat?
Yeah, she gave us that stat, and I think it was originally unsolicited. Or maybe I said, "Look, what's the measure of success?" Because I have no idea. Look, we know how many downloads we get. We know kind of the dynamics of of a season and downloads and everything, but we didn't have a measure of that. And so that was lovely to hear, and we will be using that in our approaches to different people, just to sort of say, "Hey, you know, we're going okay."
Yeah, we are. But I think you should just quit farming and just become a podcast guru, the regenerative guru.
I'd
see more of me.
Yeah. Well, no, this is we've got a plan for this season that we'll see more of me.
Cool.
But there was something else in there, and it was, I cannot remember now. Yes. And we've been nominated for, in the last four years of Australian Podcast Awards, we were nominated in two of those 4 years.
In your category?
In a category, yeah. I think one of those years we were actually nominated in two categories.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. You know, and again, it's like, okay, that feels okay.
Okay, good. Then continue on. Do the great work.
Yeah. So again, we're going to mix it up. Different formats, different sort of dynamics through the season. We are looking for definitely, and I'll mention this in other podcast chats I have, we are very happy to take any and all suggestions or queries and approaches from anyone. If you'd like to have a chat about season sponsorship for the whole season, and we're also looking at episode sponsorship. So depending on who the guest is and their background and you know what they're sort of into, we'd be happy to talk about a specific episode sponsorship, because doing this stuff is not free. And that's not even including the time. But we also appreciate that given that we've got we're reasonably well known and downloaded platform, we see value for people too who want to bang on about their stuff.
It's good work. Okay. I'm proud of you.
We bang on enough about our stuff.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
All right. That was lovely. Thank you for inviting me in again into your inner world, inner sanctum.
Yeah. Well, this will be out in a couple of days, just about next week.
Right.
So let's see how that all rolls.
Okay.
See you, team. See you next time at another recording of Marriage Counselling.
This podcast is produced by Rhys Jones at Jaeger Media. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to subscribe, share, rate, and review. For more episode information, please head over to www.charliearnott.com.au.